Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. You are now tuning in to your revolutionary master healer, Mira Sankofa Kweli, at Ask Life Coaching Ministry. And I want everybody to know that someday we will be free. God, I can't wait till that day comes. But with that said, we're doing a show, as promised, on breakups. We're a little bit on a slow start today, but I tried my best as promised. I was going to reschedule the show for 9 o'clock. But told my people I would be on at 8 because I know many of us, many of you all, my wonderful, 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 lovely people, have to be at work. So I'm trying to get it in as best as I can because I want you all to tune in because my shows are very, very important for in between time to getting my counseling services and getting my spiritual help and getting my readings. If you can't afford them, then this is definitely a place to tune in to bear witness to a phenomenon, the phenomenon of getting this healing. My voice, my words, my tone is about healing. So as I reach out to my people, the show, of course, is entitled Breaking Up, Breakups. And breaking up is hard to do. You remember that song? And I know many of us think it's a cliche, but damn, breakups are so hard to pretty much everybody in this earth and on this earth have experienced one of two things. Either you've been dumped or you have dumped somebody. And either way, it was a cleanse at some point, eventually, after looking at it. But while it was going on, it felt like death. It felt like everything was over. It felt like you was losing yourself. It felt like even some of you all, that you all have even lost your mind. And even at times, some of us may have done the ultimate in committing suicide because we lost somebody that, you know, that we really loved or we thought we loved at the moment. And now, at this stage, my brothers and my sisters and others, we have to begin to start looking at what does it mean when someone dumps us or when either with a dumper or with a dumpy. So I've been the dumper and I've been the dumpy. And either way, it did not feel good at the time that it was occurring. But afterward, it felt like a spiritual cleanse because it's sometimes necessary because sometimes breakups, sometimes relationships need restarting. So let's talk about the restarting of relationships. Sometimes we have to pause for the cause for the direction that the relationship is going in for that moment. And we might have to take a bit of a breather because the relationship is wearing itself out in the direction that it is going into. And so one or two parties decide that it's time to leave. And sometimes we have to get out there and see that ain't shit out there. And sometimes during that breakup, you realize that you need that other person, that you miss them, and then you realize that you really and truly love them and that the breakup may have been a warranted hit, but at times the breakup may have been necessary for that moment for you to know and value what you really appreciate and love about that person. So breaking up is what? Hard to do. So when we look at things in a relationship pattern, sometimes we continue to make the certain, I would say, MOs, in a relationship where we're doing the same continuous thing year after year, and we're doing the same different things, and we're doing the same type of things in these different relationships with different people. And sometimes we have to realize that we may need some change in ourselves. We might need to look down deep and to figure out what it is that we want. Sometimes we have too high expectations for others, but we don't have enough expectations for ourselves. And we want this person to do all these magical things, jump over trees, burn, jump through fire, jump over barbed wire, electric side fence, get electrocuted and come back and save us. And of course, you know that's some bullshit, right? You know that people should not have to constantly jump through a fire for you or you expect to jump through a fire for them. But when you, especially when you jump, when you expect these expectations of jumping through a fire, but yet you refuse to jump through fire for others. So how is this a relationship? How would this pan out? How do you make something great? How do you start off making something great? And
how do you, and it's not a sense of, I'm not saying, brothers and sisters, for us to lower our expectations. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we should have the same expectations that we do for others that we should for ourselves. And sometimes with those expectations, we do run people away, and we put into the ocean of dump me, please, because I'm not realistic about my thoughts. I'm not realistic about continuing on with this relationship, my patterns, or overexceeding this relationship. And I'm taking this person through more changes than what I need to take this person through. And I have all these changes that I want this person to do, but I won't perform myself. So, you know, that's a problem, right? You know, that's a problem. And then you wonder why that person dumps you, okay? And I'm not going to just talk about one realm of looking up one realm of things. I'm going to look at things from a different level because we have to honestly be realistic and honest about where we stand. We can't keep playing into things in an unlicensed way. Some of these things that we're doing and we're expecting for people is just not realistic. And I think when I was creating, when I was doing the matchmaking service, it was definitely hard. That was the hardest thing about matchmaking services that I was creating. People just wasn't realistic because they wanted this person to be rich, to own a yacht, to have all these good things, but yet they didn't have them themselves. They wanted to be taken care of, but they didn't want to help to take care of that person. That's definitely a bit of a problem. You got the keys. So at this stage, we have to start taking things to a different level. We have to be more realistic about our changes, our goals, and who we set out to be. We have to stop lying to ourselves and stop expecting, and that's why we get lied to, because we lie to ourselves. And we weren't realistic about our values. God, excuse me. I'm trying to move into the, I'm going to the healing center right now as we speak, jumping out of the car. So, we honestly have to be realistic about these expectations that we want for ourselves. And we have to be honest. So, how do we begin to start being honest? Is that we have to start evaluating ourselves before we even get into the relationship. Because some relationships, sometimes we know that they already have a potential to break up. And we just get into them anyway because we're thinking with our hearts. We're not thinking logically. And we sometimes ask to be broken up with because we already know in a while that this just isn't a realistic relationship. That we aren't being realistic in our delivery. And we're not being honest about our delivery. And that's the reason why we're being broken up with. Because we're not looking at ourselves as the problem in a lot of cases. Sometimes other people are problems. Sometimes we got lied to upon starting these relationships. This person told us that this is what they wanted, this is how they was going to get it, and this is the direction that they wanted to go into the relationship with. And we're like, okay. And we did our research. And we found out that this person was actually whatever they represented on paper as being true. But then, as months and years lead to a year and forever is forever, and then we begin to surely find out that this person is not who they sold us. Because sometimes people sell us dreams. Sometimes we are being sold dreams because people, again, don't want to be real with us. Because they're afraid of losing us, because they're afraid that if they reveal who they truly are, that we will dump them. And nobody wants to be dumped. Who wants to be dumped, y'all? Nobody wants to be dumped. Nobody wants to be hurt, and nobody wants to not find a good mate or have a potential for having a good mate. Everybody says that they want a good woman. Everybody says that they want a good man. But sometimes when we get that, we're afraid of it. So sometimes people break up with us for being insecure, having insecurities, and not wanting to work on them. And sometimes we break up with others because we're insecure, because we don't want to be honest about our insecurities. Instead, we place it on that person and say, well, this person isn't doing this, and they're not doing that. And really what it is that we're not performing the objectivity. We're not doing the object of what we say we were going to do. So, excuse me, I just got in, so I'm going to go ahead and try to finish this out. So give me justice. Call in, of course. Let me get you my number to call in. It is the six, give me 1 second here. It is 646-668-2159. That is the call in number for myself. Please, thank you so much. Please give us a call in if you have any questions or just if you want to vent out to whatever that you want to say or do, that is fine. I am definitely here to answer any questions that you may have about, you know, relationships or breaking up, or maybe if it's a bit off the topic, but we're still dealing with relationships. Nevertheless, I still would be happy to answer that, okay? So let's get into this heavy discussion of breaking up. And breaking up being hard to do, and why breaking up it can be also necessary. Breakups in a relationship can also be necessary, especially if it's an abusive one. If it's an abusive relationship, sometimes it may be necessary for you to leave that relationship, especially if you're getting your behind whooped, or you all are fighting. If you go to blows and you all are fist fighting, then that may be absolutely necessary for you guys to break up. You might need to really break up because it's also necessary in that regard. So it's time to break up. And when it's time to break up, sometimes we have to pull certain steps. We have to lead ourselves into these steps of breakup-ish. Okay? So anyway, I was reading an article. Y'all know I like to read. Y'all know I like to read these different articles about breaking up and why breaking up and how necessary it is. Give me 1 second and I will tell you about some things that I read in this article. And y'all also know that I do have a book about breaking up as well, that I talk about these breakup things. And I tell you how to deal with it. And I'm not going to release all the juice from my book because, again, y'all, and it's also a video book. So that's the special thing about it. Okay. Let's talk about a couple of things, a couple of signs that we talked about. I kind of mentioned some things, of course, in my book as well about breaking up. And I definitely want to get logged in so I can see my guests popping up or whatever. My people that should be calling in and asking these questions about these breakups, different things, and that subject matter. So give me 1 second. If I can cut this mess down, give me 1 second here. Now, in reading this article, I have came across a couple of things. I had one person stated that the last time that they broke, they heard about this person, the last person that they broke up. So let's talk about a couple of things. Now, one of the things that it talked about in this particular article, and let me look at and see when this article was written. This article looks like it was written, this year, actually on the 26th. So isn't today the 26th? Okay. So a couple of things it says. So sometimes people break up with you to get revenge towards you because they're hostile, because they're angry with something that you possibly would have done. They might have thought you were cheating on them. They might have caught you cheating on them. So, of course, that's definitely a possibly good reason to break up with somebody if they have they're trying to express to you about certain things. And also another reveal would definitely be when a person, when you break up with somebody, when people break up with you, sometimes it's because you have crossed their boundaries, okay? So you have to look at what type of boundaries you might have crossed with this person. And also, after you break up with somebody, you have to list certain boundaries. So if you all still have to cohabitate, for example, with parenting, you might have to be co-parents to a child. So because of that, you all would definitely have to have certain type of boundaries, like not asking who you talking to, where you going, who you going to do it with, because at this stage, it's none of their concern. Okay, it's not something that's related to their business. And then, by all means, stop hooking up with that person after you break up with them because, again, you're sending mixed messages. Okay? So, again, sometimes breakups, and I did mention this earlier, which the article is talking about, how also sometimes breakups can definitely mean you all taking a break from one another. It doesn't necessarily have to be a permanent situation. And also, you know, just taking some time apart and just trying to figure out, like, you all might need to figure out the next course of this relationship. But sometimes breaking up can sometimes be a part of it. You all might decide you want to get married, but you might need to take a break and fix some things within you all self. Like, you might have, one person might be very insecure about something. The next person may not be, may be having certain issues within. And so sometimes when that happens, people can find themselves in a certain type of way. And so you have to, like, almost take a break from that person. And then you might need to work on, you know, figure out what you want to do with yourself. You might have been so attached and involved, and I talked about this before, involved in this relationship that you've not, like, heard a voice of yours. You have not heard your voice in quite some time because you are so bent on trying to find your situation. You're not trying to find yourself in the things that you're wanting to do. So you have to be very, very careful about, you know, in going into these kinds of relationships and dealing with these kinds of folks. So it may be absolutely necessary to get really involved in finding your own voice. You have to find your own voice sometimes. Because sometimes being around people, sometimes people can have an overbearing personality, and you might be a meek person, and their personality is so overbearing that you're unable to really tap into your soul and tap into yourself and really in order to find who you are, because that person is basically running everything. They might be so bossy. You're like, damn, can I get a breather? Can I even think for myself? I can't even think for myself because you're thinking for me. I understand that you or very strong, but I need to be strong too. In order for me to be strong, I gotta have my voice. I'm gonna have a voice, and if you know, and so it's absolutely necessary. Give me one second here. I got a question. Let me try to read through this question. Okay, all right. So this person is telling me that they're having some issues, and I'm going to talk about the signs. I'm going to talk about the signs, but it's so much to cover. This is going to be a part two series more than likely because we definitely have to get into it, and I'm definitely going to mention some excerpts from my book as well. I'm not going to do that tonight, but definitely on the number two episode, I definitely will get more heavily into that. Okay, a person just asked me, when is it time to get into, after a breakup, when is the best time to start dating? My recommendation, usually it depends on how long the relationship, but the general rule, I would say 6 months to a year. I would say after 6 months, you would have a healthy stage of not necessarily bringing up that person anymore, what that person did and how they did it, and you know, and having certain, reliving that stage all over again and again and again. Usually after 6 months, you can certainly be able to date with caution. I would definitely date with caution because right now it's just so much going on, and you are still, I would still, even at the stage of 6 months, I would still say that you're very vulnerable. Because you're very vulnerable, you definitely want to be very mindful about what you're getting yourself into. And not necessarily, and dating doesn't mean that you jump right into another relationship. Dating just means that dating is supposed to be a time for you to really take time to get to know you more and to maybe get to know other people more along the lines and kind of rediscover some things and just kind of know what it is that you really truly want. Because breakups definitely give you a shock value and take you into a different area to understand more about yourself and more about that person and more and learn more about the do's and the don'ts that you want, because what you may have wanted 6 months ago, you may not want again. What you thought 6 months ago was really cute about a person, you may not want that in a new relationship, so we have to be honest. So let's talk about where we at. We're at the 36 minutes into this show. So let's talk about some things that you, what are signs of a person is about to break up with you. Let's talk about that because, again, this is going to be a minute that we really dive into this, so this is not going to be a one-time thing that we do. So don't worry if you miss a little bit from the night or you didn't get everything out of it tonight, you'll definitely get more because, again, we're doing the series. Okay. So I talked about certain things on the cleansing period. I talked about you doing a cleansing thing. So breaking up, okay. 10 signs. Let's do a 10 signs. I'm gonna read. I'm gonna think about certain things, and then I'll tell you off the rip. I'll tell you a couple of things off the rip and what I've noticed when a person becomes withdrawn from you. That's another way of knowing that, you know, when a person is about to break up with you, when they start trying to do things without you less, when they start driving you really crazy, when you start getting really agitated, when they start trying to agitate you and just find themselves trying to leave the situation, like they'll just make up an excuse so they can leave. Like, oh, I'm tired. I want to leave. I'm tired of this. This is crazy. Blase, blase. And then they just hurry up, want to leave. So just be careful about in dealing with this, because people can sometimes leave, make you be the bad guy because of the fact that they don't want to really be bothered with you anymore. And they basically put you in a situation where you'll end up breaking up with them as opposed to you of them breaking up with you because they're not man or woman enough to say, hey, I think it's over or whatever. So when they start, stop spending as much time with you and the things that you all were doing before, they no longer want to do at this time. When they start obviously talking to other people, when they start maybe changing certain outfits, when they, you know, for a woman, she might, I don't even want to get really graphical, but I guess I could. When a woman who didn't shave certain private parts of her area, she's shaving a lot more than usual. When she started, she's shaving more like when you all first started dating. That's also how you can see. When she, as soon as a drop of hair gets on her, she's shaving immediately. So these are definitely signs you definitely, you know, look at. When a man starts buying new underwear, and I'm not just a new style of underwear, not because, you know, they got holes in or he just want to upgrade his underwear or wardrobe, because the women do that too. So that's just, but in the most case, if you all are having problems when they start doing that, so that's definitely letting you know that's also a sign of possible cheating as well. So, also, and these, of course, some of these things are general. So there's the things that are when they start moving forward with no explanation, when they start doing things without really explaining anything to you, then more than likely they are trying to call it quits with you. And so when you've broken up and you've gotten back together more than once, they keep breaking up with you, and then you keep on trying to push the relationship back and forth, and they still are trying to make excuses, and then they find themselves, and that's because they feel like obligated. It's not that they really want to stay, but it can be some obligation here.
if there is some physical component to your relationship before and it's not really a whole lot right now, you know what I mean? If you all were having a lot of sex and a lot of intimacy, like kissing, pillow talk, and things like that, and they're not no longer really doing that as much.
Sorry, I had to take a pause for calls, okay?
So when it starts dying, they're no longer interested in having, you're kind of having like a dead sex life. Or sex becomes a chore. When they be like, come on, shoot, let's get this over with. I don't have all day. And it's more of a line of a chore. If it's more of a line of a chore, then it's definitely letting you know that, boom, it's over. It's just getting kind of over. When the sex life starts depleting, then that's how you also know that it's over. And when people are not really responding to you in a sexually type of manner. So, of course, when you find yourself spending decent time around thinking that you could be doing something else or someone might be better for you, that's another sign that it's probably time for you to break up with that person. When you're going through motions in your relationship just because, but you're not really dealing with anything, but you're just kind of like just dealing with things and it's kind of going on and you're kind of like, So when you certain negative traits of a person gets even worse. So what I mean by that, of course, when you have these so-called flaws and they begin to be overbearing, and they've always been overbearing, but it's just the fact that you've never really tuned in to getting into the consciousness aspect. I think right now what I'm going to do is go live here on Facebook. Just to get more questions, because I know many of you all have more questions. I just got a question. If I could possibly go live, that would be great for everybody. So I definitely am going live here on Facebook again to get a hold of me, to ask any questions. I'm going to go ahead and list this number. Don't be shy. Again, it is the calling number, 646-668-2159. Just press 1. I see a lot of people that are on here, but I don't see anyone pressing 1, but I see a lot of you all in my inbox and asking me some of these questions, and that's great. I'm really happy to answer any questions, so that's great. But, you know, going live, I think you all can certainly do that. So here I go live here on Facebook. Give me 1 second here. I'm working with I keep losing this button. on the, you know, the click button, you know, for the enter. Anyway, so anyway, again, my name is Amira Sankofa Kwali at Ask Life Coaching Ministries, and I'm here on Dare to Heal Radio, the network of Dare to Struggle, and this is, of course, my component, which is Dare to Heal. So please definitely log on here. Definitely come on and definitely answer any questions that you have. I'm definitely here for that. Give me 1 second here, and I'm ready to go back on live on Facebook. Again, as I stated before, my name is Amira Sankofa Kwali at Ask Life Coaching Ministries, and I'm here for the network of Dare to Struggle, and my component of the Dare would be Dare to Heal. So right now, of course, I'm doing a radio show on Ask Life, and I'm doing the radio show as we speak. Again, the telephone number, I just said it, but I definitely would like to say it again because I want you guys to call in. Feel free to ask any questions that you have, especially regarding breakup or any comments that you may have in regards to the breakup. So it looks like the number is 646-668-2159, and I'm definitely here to assist in any manner that I can to help you to go about maybe you possibly having a breakup right now. I've had people to inbox me and tell me that there's no point in them talking about a relationship because their relationship is over. And, you know, and it's definitely a sad thing to experience because I know, again, I've been on the receiving end of a breakup. I've been on both ends. And either way, it wasn't an easy thing, so I would definitely advise everyone to, you know, understand to definitely connect with that particular energy, and I'd definitely be happy to help with that. So you definitely may find yourself, again, getting into it. And definitely for my Facebook, y'all can call in and ask a question, and I'd definitely be happy to help you with that. Again, the number, let me give y'all the number again. Okay, it is 6. Excuse me. It is 6-4. Shoot, why do they keep telling? It is 646-668-2159. So definitely give us a call on this radio show. Right now my phone kind of dodged and went to something else. So that's the reason why I couldn't give you the exact number. But definitely, I'm definitely here to help. This is definitely a great moment to ask me questions regarding breakups. Okay, now, let's talk about it. So some of the things that I definitely listed in the breakup, when you go through the breakup process, you definitely want to get rid of, you know, there are things because at this stage you don't really necessarily have, especially let's say that you don't have any children involved, and we'll possibly get into the children's situation. So, but if you don't have any children involved or anything like that, then you definitely want to release a lot of things. So, for example, if you have their items, you definitely want to make sure that they pick up all of their items. Make sure that everything that, you know, that they have in your house, you make sure that you give them, if they're leaving the quarters or you all sharing, whatever the situation is, but you want to definitely make sure it's a clean break, okay? You want to make sure that they take all their belongings with them so they don't have an excuse, or you don't have an excuse for them to come back. So you definitely want to end it there. You want to cordially do it. And, of course, you want to make sure that you are taking that time to start doing things for yourself and by yourself. Because, again, doing breakups, you don't necessarily need to be bothered with that person at that time, and you don't want to be dealing with all those emotions. So, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I was just wanting closure, and I just want to ask a question. Why did we break up? And then pretty much when you break, especially for those that are breaking up with someone, you certainly want to list everything out there right then and there. You don't want to wait months and years to really break that down, because sometimes, you know, people getting closure really is not them getting closure. Sometimes it's just really that they're just wanting answers and they're trying to convince you not to break up with them. Okay, so someone asked me on Facebook, someone told me that marriage is a contract, it's forever. Well, you can break it, though. you know, you can break it, and I know how to break it. There's definitely ways. Yes, marriage is a contract. Yes, relationships are a contract as well. But there's ways of breaking it. So, no, that's not true. It's not forever, because it can be broken. Next question. Anybody else got another question? But as I was stating that, you definitely want to get more into defining things that you're really wanting to do for yourself. You're really wanting to get into the healing process. Is it hard to do a that's a good question. Is it hard? I'm asked also, is it hard to do some sort of a breaking contract? No, yes and no. For a mere person coming in and trying to do it, there's a such thing as doing a breaking contract. It's a way to do it. So a mere person in trying to do it, yes, it'll be hard for them. But for somebody that is experienced, myself, that know how to break spiritual contracts, no, it's not hard for me. I know how to do them. So whenever someone's ready to do a spiritual break of a particular contract, of any relationship of any form, definitely give me a call at 502-208-9142. Again, I would definitely be happy to do that. So I know right now we're definitely winding down. We're winding down to 10 minutes. It does look like that we have to wrap on this show that I am doing. Also, again, you can always go back and listen to the replay of the show. And also, again, this is going to be a three-part series. So it's going to take us a minute to get through this because, again, I have so many questions in my inbox that I did not actually answer. But I'm going to try to get as much in as I can right now within this 10-minute spare time. How do you break up with a woman in a polite way? well, you can just basically tell her the truth. Let her know that whatever the situation is. So, for example, let's say that you're not happy. You can explain to her, I'm not really happy in this relationship, and I need some time to myself, and you feel like this can be a permanent situation. I would just tell her the absolute truth. It's no, because she definitely deserves closure, but you want closure to the point where you don't have to keep explaining it over and over and over again. You definitely want to display what it is that the reason why you're breaking up with her, why, how, and when, and that you're sorry, but it's time that you do a closure of your relationship and you answer any questions that she has. Don't avoid them because, again, later on you will hear it, you know, especially if you all have children together or if you have to see her at work or it's one of those situations where you'll still be dealing with her over and over and over again. So the it's kind of hard to say a polite way, but I would say the best way I can tell you to do it is honor her heart. It's already going to break her heart, but you don't want to be an asshole about it. You want to definitely be honest with her because she deserves honesty, and you don't have to be an asshole. Because sometimes when people break up with people, they're an asshole about it because they call themselves being firm or they're trying to hurt their person's feelings because they're hurting. Because, you know, hurt people, and that's not something that you necessarily want to do. You definitely want to be precise and direct and honest about why you're doing it. And leave her at that point in time. Now, you don't have to forever and ever, okay? But you definitely want to, you don't want to have to 10 years later down the line, you shouldn't be explaining to her why y'all didn't work out. Because after 10 years, it's like, come on now, why is she still asking you about that? You know, why is he still asking? If it's a woman, vice versa, they shouldn't be still asking after 10 years. So that's why you want to kind of deal with it right then and there and get it over with. Because with my exes, we don't constantly talk about why we broke up. That's not even mentioned. Like, who does that? So after 10 years, really after 5, really after 2 years, you really shouldn't have to keep talking about it over and over and over again, because it's not that, because it's over with, it's over and done with, and you've moved on with your life and they should have moved on with theirs. Which would be another topic for another show of moving on after a relationship. So, at any rate, does anybody else have any particular questions right now? Because I'm on Blog Talk Radio, and you all, my shows are on every Tuesday and every Thursday, so definitely tune in to me, and I'll definitely look forward to answering any questions at that point in time. And also, you can book appointment at 502-208-9142. The website is www.ask314life.com. And, of course, I'm Amira Sankofa Kweli, your revolutionary master healer. So definitely tune in to the great things that I have going on now. I will be doing a Yomi yoga pretty soon, so definitely reach out to me. And, of course, if you have any other questions regarding relationships, you have about 6 minutes to ask them because I will be doing a wrap-up of the radio show. And, again, my radio shows are for the new people that's logging in, or every Tuesday, every Thursday, and I definitely will start doing like a morning rush with everyone. That's something that is in the works. So it'll be probably a 15-minute show where I will be doing like a morning warm-up with everybody for everybody to go to another healing level. And I definitely am excited about that. So definitely tune in to that. Of course, again, to reach me, I'm going to give you my website and my information, www.ask314life.com. And my number is 502-208-9142. And also definitely book appointment with me because I definitely do spiritual healing. I do advice, life coaching, and just many different things that I have on my website. I also teach different healing courses and taking your healing apparatus to a different level and showing you to become entrepreneurs, because that's where it's at now. These jobs aren't forever, so we definitely want to go into that. But anyway, this is going to be a two-part series, so definitely tune in. I thank you, my people. I thank you very, very much. I'm getting ready to throw on this music. And again, tune in to Dare to Heal. I definitely look forward to working with each and every one of you all, and I'm very, very, very excited. So I'm kind of going to go out with Billie Holiday, and she's definitely one of the greatest of all time. So we definitely want to tune in to listening to Billie Holiday. Thank you so much.
Swinging in the southern breeze.